IBM Podcast.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are listening to this. My name is Violet Le, and I'm Marketing Manager for Business Agility for WebSphere. February 21st, IBM announced our IBM Mobile First offering, the most comprehensive mobile solution portfolio in the industry. Based on nearly 1,000 customers' engagements, 10 mobile-related acquisitions in the past 4 years, and a team of thousands of mobile experts, and 270 participants in wireless innovation, IBM Mobile First offers an array of solutions that helps business connect, secure, manage, and develop mobile networks, infrastructures, and applications. As part of our launch effort, we are looking at how mobile applies to different industries, business drivers, the challenges, and the opportunities. Pete Melrose, IBM AIM or WebSphere Industry Marketing Manager for Healthcare and Life Science, is with us today to talk about what this means from a healthcare and life science perspective. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Violet. I'm happy to be here.
Sure. So let's start with our first question. Let's start from the business imperatives in healthcare and life science and look into why mobile, why now? How does mobile help address these imperatives?
Well, as you can infer from the industry name, healthcare and life sciences is a broad and diverse ecosystem of for-profit and not-for-profit enterprises with an equally diverse group of stakeholders in both the private and public sectors. IBM has determined three imperatives for healthcare, which includes healthcare providers, health plans, payers, and other insurers. First, build sustainable healthcare systems. Second, collaborate to improve the quality and outcomes of personalized care. And third, increase consumer access and value. For life sciences, which includes pharmaceutical and biomed tech manufacturers, commercial labs, academic medical centers, medical research and development organizations, and a plethora of other governmental and non-governmental public and private sector organizations, the imperatives, again, are three. First, to improve clinical development processes. Second, to act on insights to drive growth. And third, to enhance relationships across the ecosystem. In addition, IBM published a point of view paper last year entitled Redefining Value and Success in Healthcare, citing five necessary competencies for healthcare and life sciences organizations succeed in making the transition from volume to value-based care. These are collaboration and partnering, information proficiency, personalization of health, talent creation and retention, and technology enablement. Similarly, an even more recent IBM Point of View paper entitled From Evidence to Insight, Achieving Outcomes That Matter, emphasizes that organizations must enable five new foci for the future: evidence-based and standardized care planning, individual engagement and empowerment, where individual refers to the patient, coordination across ecosystem organizational boundaries to share care, accountability, and risk, quality measurement and performance reporting, and finally, population understanding and influence. As you can see, Violet, the underlying emphases of both the imperatives and the points of view are timely and agile collaboration and cooperation among staff, which mobile information technology in general, and IBM's Mobile First Suite in particular, are perfectly positioned to enable and support.
Ah, I see. So if a healthcare or life science organization were to get started on a mobile journey today, what are the key focus areas they should be considered?
Well, the key focus areas for success in the mobile journey are both administrative and technical. Administratively, a center of excellence or other C-level governance group, including both information technology and line of business representatives, must understand and then commit to the importance of mobile technology as a critical success factor for organizational success ongoing. And then the C-level group must communicate that position convincingly with commitment to the organization at large so that mobile technology becomes an integral part of the corporate culture. As the cyber guru of the 1960s, Marshall McLuhan, said, the medium is the message. Technically, the organization must understand the product and service implications of mobile information technology and related human factors in order to succeed in all three critical success factor categories: building and connecting mobile applications, managing and securing them, and extending and transforming them as needed. All three categories are essential for success and in the real-time and regulated healthcare and life sciences ecosystem, and therefore they must be executed with minimal margin of error. IBM's mobile-first portfolio includes the required breadth and depth of mobile technology offerings and experience to ensure success in healthcare and life sciences applications by providing the broadest range of interoperable mobile solutions, the deepest degree of experience in the provision of services, and the newest industry partnerships and developer resources available in this market space. Are these key focus areas clear, Violet?
Yes, yes. Now, can you illustrate it by way of a simple customer example over quote-unquote life before IBM Mobile First versus life after IBM Mobile First?
Yes, I can. Of the many alternatives available, let me focus on communication. The traditional methods of patient-physician communication that still predominate are telephone, facsimile transmission or fax, postal or snail mail. Although all of these modes are dependable, they lack the characteristics of completeness, accuracy, and timeliness with sufficient ease of use to the degree that efficient and effective healthcare demands. Whether the use case be patient physical condition monitoring, appointment scheduling, laboratory test ordering and results reporting, or medication prescription filling, real-time or just-in-time transmission of 100% complete and accurate information is the required standard of communication leading to the required standard of care. Anything short of this standard increases the probability of medical errors, thereby degrades patient safety, and increases the likelihood of a poor clinical outcome. If, however, we substitute mobile technology form factors for the legacy communication modes I just mentioned, then the following hypothetical but practical scenario ensues for a preventive care intervention. First, let us presume a clinical analyst named Thomas might use his laptop or tablet computer to log into a care process management or CPM portal, which would be patterned after one already implemented on the CPM platform developed by the Ottawa Hospital in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, with IBM technical assistance. Thomas begins by creating an onset group for patients at risk for congestive heart failure, or CHF. Here, IBM Content and Predictive Analytics, or ICPA, helps Thomas quickly to filter numerous electronic medical records and to identify high-risk patients. Thomas finds an at-risk patient named Sharon Thompson with repeated ER visits and few outpatient appointments. In response, Thomas sets up a multidisciplinary activity plan, or MDAP. The MDAP equips the patient and her care providers with a vehicle for dynamic collaboration, featuring contact profiles for better communication and clinical alerts for key status changes. By sharing this MDAP with the mobile devices of Sharon and her care coordinator, Tracy Sanders, Thomas creates an interconnected circle of care to enable dynamic visibility of medical activity and proactive illness prevention. When Tracy, the care coordinator, receives the MDAP push notification on her tablet computer, she logs into the CPM message center to view Sharon's clinical summary. Examining the MDAP, Tracy uses Physician Match to add a cardiologist to the closed-loop communication. This done, Tracy sets up new activities for Sharon and the cardiac specialist, beginning with a scheduled consultation. CPM tracks these activities to ensure that each stakeholder has received notification and is progressing toward the MDAP goals. Using an electronic sticky note system, Tracy can quickly document deviations, accession of thresholds, and so forth to ensure visibility across all stakeholders in her plan. And as these stakeholders complete their assigned activities, Tracy has a real-time view of their performance, patient loads, and other metrics. By joining this process data with analytics, MDAP offers insight to prevent both bottlenecks and points of variability, and therefore to improve the flow and safety of Sharon's healthcare. Now, when Sharon logs into the CPM using her smartphone, she immediately sees an MDAP notification reminding her of the upcoming consultation. Viewing her calendar, she sees the appointment details as well as an activity timeline to help her track progress. Thanks to the IBM Mobile First platform, The app on Sharon's smartphone was developed to be functionally identical to the app on Tracy's tablet and Thomas's laptop, and subsequent updates maintain this multi-form factor compatibility automatically. This makes it simple for Sharon to update her profile's contact information to make it easily visible to Tracy and other stakeholders. So after Sharon meets with the cardiologist, that specialist updates Sharon's MDAP for Sharon and all other authorized stakeholders to review at any time and anywhere. With a sophisticated, analytics-driven care plan available using different mobile form factors, each stakeholder has easy access to medical information that enables prevention of CHF onset. Using IBM application and integration middleware, analytics, and mobile-first technologies, patients and their healthcare providers and care delivery organization administrators have the comprehensive IT capabilities that they need, in combination with their subject matter expertise, to maximize the reach of healthcare collaboration and thereby to optimize pathology prevention and clinical care outcomes.
That's very comprehensive and a very good discussion about the customer example. Now, do you have some additional customer success stories to illustrate how IBM Mobile First has helped deliver real tangible impact?
Yes, in fact, I think the best currently is the one I've already mentioned. The implementation and subsequent operating experience of the Ottawa Hospital, largest academic medical center in Ontario, Canada, validates all of the information technology elements that I just described in the Life After Mobile First scenario, which is, after all, based on the Ottawa Hospital experience. Although IBM's Mobile First offering wasn't yet announced when Ottawa implemented, all of the essential elements for a mobile value proposition, building and connecting, managing and securing, and extending and transforming, were utilized at the hospital. The mobile aspect of the Ottawa Hospital's Care Process Management, or CPM, platform is arguably the critical success factor implemented primarily using tablet computers, because real-time communication of detailed clinical information in a closed-loop manner, whereby a transmission requires a response and process management software enforces this, achieves the completeness, accuracy, and timeliness standards that healthcare has lacked until recently. A YouTube video demonstrates the hospital's experience and current mobile-dependent status completely and convincingly. Violet, you or any of our listeners can find the video by Googling the phrase YouTube, YouTube, space the, space Ottawa, OTTAWA, space hospital, space IBM.
Very good, and I will definitely look into that YouTube, the Ottawa Hospital IBM video here, and I'm very glad to look at all those, to hear about all those healthcare and life science customer examples with Mobile First. Now, Pete, what are the key IBM Mobile First capabilities for healthcare and life science at a glance? Can you share something on that?
Well, perhaps needless to say, by this time, the key capabilities of IBM Mobile First for healthcare and life sciences ecosystem applications, given the high standards that I've discussed for success in the industry and the broad scope of this industry or ecosystem, includes the entire scope of Mobile First portfolio. First of all, IBM Mobile First platform. New updates include expanded capabilities of IBM WorkLite to simplify deployment. It also features single sign-on capabilities for multiple applications. A new beta of the Rational Test Workbench for mobile helps to improve the quality and reliability of mobile apps. Second component of the portfolio is IBM Mobile First Security. IBM extends its context-based mobile access control solutions and expands mobile application vulnerability testing with support for Apple iOS apps with the latest release of AppScan. Third, IBM Mobile First Management. This offering provides new updates to IBM Endpoint Manager, includes enhanced support for Bring Your Own Device or BYOD programs, and increased security standards that are critical to governments and regulated environments and everyone in the public sector and other industry areas. IBM Mobile First Analytics expands its capability with the recently acquired T-Leaf CX Mobile Solution technology to give enterprises more visual insight into mobile behaviors so that they can better understand where improvements are needed and create exceptional and consistent consumer experiences across mobile devices. Next, IBM Mobile First Strategy and Design Services. Client can tap into IBM expertise to map out mobile strategy for employees, customers, patients, and key experience design skills from IBM Interactive to build compelling mobile experiences. IBM's new mobile maturity model can assess how a business is progressing toward becoming a mobile enterprise, while new mobile workshops help clients develop applications, architect infrastructure, and accelerate their mobile progress. But of course, these services can't be successful without the engagement of the executive level leadership in healthcare and life sciences enterprises, as I previously discussed. And finally, in the Mobile First portfolio, IBM Mobile First Development and Integration Services. IBM offers services that help organizations roll out mobile infrastructure and manage mobile application portfolios and BYOD environments. Enhanced Network Infrastructure Services for mobile provide IT network strategy, optimization, integration, and management. Mobile Enterprise Services for Managed Mobility help manage and secure smartphones, tablets, and devices across the business or clinical enterprise. Finally, Mobile Application Platform Management helps speed deployment of mobile infrastructure to help mobile applications more easily and quickly deploy. So, Violet, this sums up the IBM Mobile First capabilities, all of which are needed for the healthcare and life sciences ecosystem.
Right. That sounds a very comprehensive list of all the key capabilities, and I'm very happy actually to not only listen to these capabilities, but also those customer success stories. I think these are great, great examples we could have for how mobile could be applied for healthcare and life science. Now, do you have any suggestions for healthcare and life science organizations, how they could get started?
Well, to keep it simple, there are essentially three steps for the next started with mobile first. First, I would say to learn more about IBM's capabilities and how they fit with the listener's own healthcare or life science organization. This is done most easily by surfing to ibm.com/mobilefirst, one word, MOBILEFIRST. Second, I'd suggest joining the cyber conversation with others working to implement mobile technology in the healthcare and life sciences ecosystem. That can be done at twitter.com/IBM Mobile, that's IBMMOBILE, pound IBM Mobile. And also facebook.com/IBM Mobile, IBMMOBILE. Then the third step would be to contact your IBM or Mobile First certified IBM business partner representative to arrange for a Mobile First workshop. I think, Violet, that these three steps will set our healthcare and life sciences listeners on a proper and productive course of action.
Very good, very good. Thank you so much. I think that should wrap up our podcast today, and I appreciate your time, Pete.
You're welcome. I was pleased to join with you, Violet.
Yeah. So that does it for our podcast today, IBM Mobile First in Healthcare and Life Science. Please note that there will be a series of podcasts where we will highlight IBM Mobile capabilities in such as banking and financial market, such as travel and transportation, retail, and telco. So be sure to look out for those recording as well. And as always, we appreciate your time and thank you for your attention.
IBM Podcast.